the question was designed to get beloved, that's how I sum up the meanings of the game. I want to begin with, and that's why we did not give out the information this year as we have done in previous years. This world has been described on one's mind, and as our two brethren have spoken so helpfully to us, seemed no doubt alike to a sort of climax of our meetings. Having the word on my mind, I thought I would take the liberty again at the end of just attempting to connect together the very helpful line of things that has been before us all the time we have been together. And again, as you will have obviously done, keep the person of our Lord Jesus Christ in all that he is in his grandeur and in his perfection, as the great objective before all ministry, but the top of all ministry, that his greatness and glory, as well, of course, as the greatness and glory of our God may be enhanced before the vision. I want to suggest, first of all, from that well-known verse in Peter, how it all began for us in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, who speaks of that basis of redemption, the precious blood of Christ. Not only as we call speaks of the blood, the precious blood, he speaks of the Lord who shed that precious blood, our Lord Jesus Christ, and describes him, the man with a blemish, as our man with a blemish. For singing, taking up the types that Peter is obviously using in that statement. First time ever that statement comes to light of vanish, as in the 12th chapter of Exodus, and shall you without blemish. The picture of the Son of God coming into manhood in this world, every attribute of perfect, sinless, subject, obedient manhood was found in our Lord Jesus Christ. It has been made to light of the law in the garden. The second one coming in, as suggested in the 12th of Exodus, and without blemish, and all his matchless perfection, to tear up for the question. To the 19th chapter of Numbers, the second thing that Peter speaks about, without spot, he's saying a little in some quarters later, it's not often of it, that it isn't in Greece, Numbers 19, now the second thing is brought in relation to the sacrifice without spot. We find that term with the sacrifice outside of the book of Numbers. Five times I think it is there, taking the authorized version. Or other five times in the book of Numbers, and it isn't mentioned in any of the sacrifice anywhere in the Old Testament. Of course, one does look it up. And this is what we just tell it, so far as we can make it out. That his blemish speaks of his entirety and his perfection in manhood, in every attribute of perfect manhood under the eyes of God. But that meant that he moved through this world entirely unaffected by the corruption, and the same that was around him on every side, as he moved through it for the pleasure of God. We know, I think, the bearing of Numbers 19 and that red heifer, of the bones of a grave, etc., man dying in a tent, given corruption and hypocrisy around him every man. And yet, beloved, there's been one man has passed through this defiling scene and left it as pure as it was the day he came into it, in the sinless perfection of his man. Now it groups together, here he is. He came into it in all the attributes of manhood without a blemish. He passed through the single stain of the corruption of this world, ever marking him. One reminds his intrinsic purity, the only kind of occasion. We may thank God, the second man, in the same But they know from this world, and there was a spot of the corruption of this world, ever. Now, is it wrong? Of such a one that has been shed among us, out from this world into this circle that has been so much before us in our opinion. And that brings me to Ephesians 5, that already this week has been before us. To find this one fact in it, beloved, that is neither ever the Lord coming into the world and passing through the world. It's precisely the character that will mark the assembly to which we belong when he calls us to out of this world and calls us to be forever with himself. For those same two words in here, they're not quite the same in Ephesians 5, verse 27. That he might put himself in glory of his church, not having spot as first one. Oh, to think that all the evil in this world, beloved, we come to being affected by it at times because of what we are, and then whatever we do get affected by it consciously, that the injury is when we get into these divine things and don't know we are being defined by them. He's gray, gray hair, here it was, and there it was, they knew nothing about it. Samson, you remember, when he showed himself at another time, he wished not that the Spirit of God had departed from him. To have the sense of it, how preserving they were. The war by moving sensibly through this corruptency and are corrupted by it and don't know it. They were wrong that as our brother has just been bringing before us, I have little appreciation of the glory and of the greatness of Christ. But whatever we do feel in our mixed conditions, well, beloved, there's a time coming when we're going to be free from it forever. At the rapture, when he keeps us to himself, first of all it says, without spot. Secondly, on the mark decay without wrinkle. Thirdly, that it should be holy in nature and without blemish. The same word you say that it has to conduct in nature holy, has to conduct, or we might say, has to character in holy for it. Blameless, he's going to present. And what is going to hang on, you see, to these four statements, without spot, without wrinkle, without and without blemish. Think of that moment coming in presented, stainless, that's what that word spot means, like a splashing thing or a scale. He's going to present a stainless, ageless, sinless, blameless. Yes, that's what he's going to do in my dearest coming in the presentation of the assembly to himself. Could we think that as the fruit of his work, the Lord will be content with anything less? No, there are any wrong to be content with anything less than this wonderful company. His body, seen here, of course, as the assembly that's coming out with him in this way in the world to come. He can see to it that his character is stand upon this wonderful vessel, stainless, ageless, sinless, and blameless. And so the assembly, as the fruit of his work, will be presented to him. The other verses are so well known to us. The 19th chapter of Revelation. You remember in my remark of our brother to Dominic of the Saturn Lord about the doing of things, and we said, none of us, not one of us, could do a single right thing except the Lord should help us. But when we do do it, he gives us credit for it, and that's the 19th chapter. When the moment comes for the marriage of the wife, mark it, beloved, someone was asking about that again in the interview. It's not the marriage of the bride at all. It's the marriage of the wife. We were trying to suggest that the bride
Just
we take prayers, we know that God will be all in all. And can we doubt that in some way, in the world to come, there is going to be a universal response, that eternity must in some way intensify that response? The Father, the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, for eternal pleasure. And God then beloved, what there is not only going on during the rejection, but will come out into the spirit of Christ. It will go into eternity with